This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. Today, we're headed back to the year 1999, when then Carolina Panthers wide receiver Ray Carruth did the unimaginable. If you enjoy the episode, be sure to come back tomorrow for more shocking sports events from history on our March Madness Special. As always, you can listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. November 16th, 1999, Charlotte, North Carolina. It was just after midnight when the 911 dispatch received a frantic call from a pregnant woman, 24-year-old Sharika Adams. Her voice tight with pain, Sharika told the dispatcher, "Police, I've been shot. I've been shot."
The dispatcher asked for more details. Where was she shot? How did this happen?
Sharika explained, "I was following my baby's daddy, Ray Carruth, the football player. He was in the car in front of me and he slowed down and somebody pulled up beside me and did this."
The operator asked, "Where was Carruth now?" Sharika cried, "He just left. I think he did it."
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 10th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we are going back to 1999 and the attack on Sharika Adams, orchestrated by Carolina Panthers wide receiver Ray Carruth.
Some of Sharika's friends claim that she first met the NFL player in the fall of 1998 at the topless bar where she worked, called the Diamond Club. Sharika was a dancer and Carruth was a regular customer. However, Sharika's mother claimed the pair met at a party hosted by another NFL athlete.
Sharika was infatuated with Carruth, and they started seeing each other outside of the Diamond Club. Then, in the spring of 1999, Sharika discovered she was pregnant.
Sharika loved kids. She often babysat her friends' children for free, just to spend time with them. Carruth liked kids too. He mentored a six-year-old boy through the Big Brother program. And yet, he wasn't interested in having a child with Sharika Adams.
Carruth's objections were financial. He was in the final year of his $3.7 million contract, and he was plagued by injuries. There was a good chance the Panthers wouldn't re-sign him. He'd also lost a fair amount of money in a pyramid scheme a few years before and had come out on the wrong side of a real estate deal. He was on his way to being broke. In addition, he was already paying $5,500 a month in child support for another baby. He couldn't support another mother and child on top of that. He asked Sharika to abort the pregnancy.
But she refused. According to Sharika's friends, she wasn't expecting to get married to Carruth or share a life with him, but she wasn't willing to give up their baby. She quit her job at the Diamond Club and started working for a mortgage company. Sharika occasionally asked Carruth for help with bills, but according to a close friend, she knew where she stood with Ray. She didn't have any false hopes of getting married.
But Carruth, still bristling from his first legal battle over child support payments, wasn't willing to take any chances. If Sharika wouldn't get rid of the baby, he'd get rid of Sharika.
On November 15, 1999, Carruth and Sharika went on a date to the movies. They took separate cars. On the way home, Carruth drove in front of Sharika. Around 12:20 a.m., Carruth suddenly slowed down, forcing Sharika to come to a stop.
Another car pulled up beside her BMW. A man inside fired at her 4 times. Then both Carruth and the other car sped off. Sharika had been shot in the chest and neck, but was still holding on to life. She grabbed the cell phone from her purse. Ironically, Carruth had given it to her so he could get in touch with her whenever he wanted.
Sharika called 911 and pleaded for help, desperate to save her baby's life. At the hospital, doctors performed an emergency C-section to try to save the baby. A boy named Chancellor Lee Adams survived, though he developed cerebral palsy from oxygen deprivation. Sharika ultimately died from her wounds.
Based on the evidence and Sharika's desperate 911 call after the shooting, Ray Carruth was charged with first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, discharging a firearm into occupied property, and attempting to destroy an unborn child. In 2001, he was found guilty of the latter 3 offenses, but found not guilty of murder, and therefore spared the death penalty.
He served 18 years in prison and was paroled in October 2018. While he was behind bars, he was ordered to provide financial support for his son, Chancellor. But no amount of money could make up for the damage he had done.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.